With 52 years of independence under its belt and several other achievements in production and development, Jamaica has accomplished many feats that warrant lots of celebration. And that's exactly what happened during the 2014 Emancipendence period. This is the Arts Page, and today we'll do a wrap on the activities for Festival 2014.
Usually, Jamaica Festival referred to the week of celebration from July 31 to Independence Day.
But this year saw a twist, and as early as July 6, activities to celebrate Jamaica's emancipation and independence started with the Signature Conversations. Signature Conversations gave the business, academic, and service club communities the opportunity to contribute to the dialogue on national development. And the other events kept on coming. Among these was the Miss Jamaica Festival Queen 2014 competition, which saw Miss Kingston and St. Andrew Angel Bryan walking away with the coveted title. Jamaica is renowned for its easy skanking music and rhythmic dance moves, and without a fusion of these elements into the activities, Emancipendence celebrations would not be complete. This gave rise to the addition of the Big Stage, the initiative that sought to train talents in the areas of dance, singing, DJ, stand-up comedy, novelty acts, magic, conjuring, signing and miming.
The Big Stage is something that was conceptualized because over the years since I've been minister, young people have come to me to say, boy, we have a tune, we have a dance, where we can go. And JCDC only had the festival song, the gospel song, Festival Queen. And so we wanted to give those persons an opportunity to bus. It will continue. And we found a way to do it in a very cost-effective way.
Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna. St. James songbird Shauna Williams copped first place in the competition. Second place went to DJ Marlon Overall McKenzie, also from St. James. St. Thomas's Ferdy Small was awarded third place. Together, they walked away with thousands of dollars in cash prizes, gift items, and trophies. The yearly and ever-entertaining family activities such as the JCDC Gospel and Festival Song Competitions received the usual overwhelming response from Jamaicans across the island. Rochaine Deep Joy Sanderson was the first place winner of the Festival Song Competition, while Kenisha Smith walked away the winner of the Gospel Song Competition. The Emancipation Vigil at the historic Seville Heritage Park in St. Anne from July 31 to August 1 gave way for the opening of the Independence Village August 1 to 5 at the Rannie Williams Entertainment Center. This saw citizens, young and old, taking a trek down memory lane through pictorial and audiovisual display of Jamaica's journey to independence. The culture and creative industries, including literature, film, television, culinary arts, and fashion, were also highlighted throughout Festival 2014. This was done through the introduction of the Anti-Rochi Festival, featuring short film competition, book fair, and poetry reading. It's no secret that Jamaicans know their way around the kitchen. And in paying homage to our food, the Dutchy Culinary Festival was added. Many scrumptious traditional dishes were prepared on spot and sampled by many. Other events rounding out the list of activities for Festival 2014 include World Reggae Dance Championship, Heart of Ska, and Melogo Round. On August 6th, thousands of Jamaicans decked in black, green, and gold with a tups of white danced and sang and celebrated Jamaica's freedom at the Grand Gala at the National Stadium. And with the beautiful fireworks lighting the night sky over the National Stadium in Kingston, Emancipendence Celebrations 2014 came to an end.
Jamaica love, we wanna feel Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.